My name is John Erling. Today's date is December 15th, 2009. John, if you'll state your full name, please.
My name is John Horder Williams.
And your date of birth?
I was born August 17th, 1918, which makes me 91 years old currently.
And we're recording this in your home here in Tulsa.
Correct.
Where were you born?
I was born in Havana, Cuba.
Now that prompts a question right there. Why Havana, Cuba?
Well, the obvious answer is my parents were there, but a better answer is that the Williams family is originally from South Carolina. But after the Civil War, all of the Southerners sort of got at the short end of the stick, and my dad looked for a job. He finally got a job with the American Tobacco Company at age 21. And they sent him down to Tampa to learn the tobacco business for 6 months. After 6 months, they sent him to Cuba in 1901 as a tobacco buyer. He worked for them in Havana for probably half a dozen years, I'm told, and met another American down there, and they went in business together and eventually developed quite a successful business. They were the distributors for the island of Cuba for Caterpillar Tractor, John Deere, Mack Truck, Westinghouse, Zenith Radio, and a few others. Unfortunately, my father died in 1927. Long-winded answer as to why I was born in Cuba.
And let's state your father's name.
Charles Pettigrew Williams.
And then your mother's name.
Alice Dyer Williams. The individual that I had mentioned as my father's partner was John Horder. And John Horder and Charlie Williams married sisters. So that's why I was named after my father's partner. That's how I got the Horder in the name.
All right. Where did your mother live as she grew up?
She grew up in Louisiana, born in Bastrop, Louisiana.
What was she like?
She was 19 when she was married. She came down to visit her elder sister who'd married John Horder, and she was a very beautiful young lady, I'm told. And after two or three visits to Havana, my father proposed to her, and they were married there in 1913. I think she was 19, and my father was 32 years old.
Your father, where was he born, and where did he grow up?
He was born in Camden, South Carolina, and he grew up in South Carolina. He never went to college. He had to go to work, as I said, because of what happened in the South after the Civil War. He, I guess, pretty much grew up in South Carolina.
You mentioned Civil War, so
the family went broke.
I'm going to come back to your father and brothers and uncles and all that in a bit here, but let's talk about you and your education.
I didn't speak English till I was 6 years old because I started speaking Spanish, and I didn't have to speak English, and my family spoke Spanish. I had a Cuban nurse that took care of all our needs.
The first school you attended?
Well, I went to an American school in Havana, and I went to high school there, an American high school called Ruston Academy. I graduated from Ruston, and I applied for entry to three universities in the U.S., to Lehigh, to MIT, and to Yale. Fortunately, I got admitted to all three, but I chose Yale because my older brother had already gone there.
Any names that came out of Yale that you attended school with?
One I remember was Henry Ford Jr. was there. He was in my class. And he was pulled out when his father died to go back and start running the Ford Motor Company. I enjoyed my stay at Yale. I think was an average student, maybe a little better than average. I remember the adjustment coming from Havana, Cuba to New Haven was really quite something. I remember the first weekend there in the getting acquainted process. I well remember several of the newly acquainted friends there said, oh, let's go out and get drunk. And to me, that was unusual. Why would you want to do that? This was 1936. In Havana, Cuba, drinking was not that big a deal. If you wanted a drink, you had one. But in New Haven, getting away from home and being able to have a drink apparently was a huge experience for these kids. I went along with them, but I don't remember drinking very much. But I enjoyed my 4 years at Yale.
You had brothers and sisters.
My brother Charles Pettigrew Williams, named after our father, was born in 1915. He also grew up in Cuba and, as I mentioned, went to Yale. He graduated in 1937. I graduated in 1940. My sister, Alice Dyer, was born in Cuba, grew up in Cuba, and went to Sweetbriar College in the States and married a young man that she met while in college. He was from Mobile, Alabama. His name was Joseph Mighell, M-I-G-H-E-L-L. He became a doctor and after the war set up practice in Mobile. They lived there and had 4 children, lived happily. My sister is still alive. She is 88. My brother, Charlie, passed away some 6-7 years ago at age 87, living here in Tulsa.
You, then, after Yale, where did you go? What did you do?
I graduated in 1940 as a civil engineer, which is rather unusual. I rather humorously tell the story, well, you know, I graduated second in my class. There were 4 in my class, so I was either second from the top or third from the bottom. But anyway, I went to work as a civil engineer for a company in Georgia that was building a pipeline from Port St. Joe, Florida, to Chattanooga, Tennessee. I started out as an instrument man in a survey party. Incidentally, I started at $95 a month. And after about 3 weeks, the head of party went on a 2-week drunk. He got fired and they asked me to take over. I got promoted to chief of party to $135 a month, and I bought a car. After 3 months of carrying a transit all the way from Port St. Joe, Florida to Chattanooga, we completed the pipeline. After that, I went to work for what then was Williams Brothers Company. They had a project to build a pipeline from Homestead, Florida, down to Key West to carry potable water down to Key West.